This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
A new analysis finds that more than a quarter of all the Russian fighting units in Ukraine are now combat ineffective, meaning they can't fight because they've lost troops or equipment. The analysis from Britain this morning. Meanwhile, the evacuees running from the battered city of Mariupol are describing bombings and deprivation. The AP's Karen Shamas.
A video posted online by Ukrainian forces showed elderly civilians and women and children climbing over a steep pile of rubble from the sprawling Azovstal steel plant and eventually boarding a bus. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky praised the effort, saying for the first time in all the days of the war, this vitally needed humanitarian corridor has started working. There were doubts that the evacuees would be able to leave safely, as in the past, people fleeing war zones in Ukraine have reported being fired on by Russian forces. I'm Karen Chamas.
Naomi Judd's daughters, Winona and Ashley, teared up as the Judds were inducted into Country Music's Hall of Fame last night. Naomi Judd died on Saturday. The AP's Oscar Wells Gabriel.
My heart's broken.
Winona Judd accepting the induction of her and her mom as the Judds into the Country Music Hall of Fame. Ashley Judd said her mom, who suffered from depression, drew strength from her fans.
My mama loved you so much, and she appreciated your love for her. And I'm sorry that she couldn't hang on until today.
The family announced Saturday that Naomi Judd had lost her battle with mental illness. She was 76 years old. I'm Oscar Wells Gabriel.
Italy and Greece are easing some COVID restrictions just ahead of Europe's peak summer tourist season. The COVID-19 outbreak that has shut down most of the big city of Shanghai, China, appears to be waning. They're beginning to ease the lockdown now. This is AP News. Primary contest this week, and many are watching what influence former President Trump may have on these elections. The AP's Jackie Quinn's got this.
Early voting is beginning today in Georgia's governor's race ahead of the May 24th primary. And Donald Trump has taken an active role, as he did last fall, using his Make America Great Again slogan.
We made it great, now we gotta make it great again.
Trump has actually recruited former U.S. Senator David Perdue to challenge incumbent Governor Brian Kemp. Meanwhile, Ohio holds a primary vote Tuesday to decide among a pool of U.S. Senate candidates, which includes J.D. Vance, who is backed by Donald Trump. In the following weeks, there are elections in Nebraska, Pennsylvania, and North Carolina, where Trump has endorsed candidates who embrace his false claims of election fraud in 2020. I'm Jackie Quinn.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.